How you going, Dave?
How you doing?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, good. So you haven't ever met Dave before. Have you heard any of these, Gundy? Have you listened
I've
to
heard, him? I've heard a few of them. I like the one you do with John Hegarty.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, I like his one.
What he's talking about.
Yeah. So I heard the others. I love the intro though. It's like a reggae intro.
Yeah, it's gone down well. That.
That's Jack's little creation.
Andy McLeod was a big fan of that tune.
So you know the drill then, Gundy. What we're going to do is we're going to go through, ask you a few questions, talk about your lockdown, what you've been up to. Dave, off you go.
Firstly, I've got to ask, what would you describe your role as, your sort of job? Because obviously you do lots of stuff.
I would just say I'm an artist, because when you become a director, when you become a photographer, when you become a creative director, you have limited yourself. But I feel like when you're an artist, you're able to express in any medium. It could be physical, it could be art exhibition, it could be through film, it could be through photos. Whatever a medium forms it is, as an artist form, is to communicate that message.
Good to start off slaughtering us straight away.
No, I'm not.
I'm joking. So how does your art come out then? Give us some examples of what streams it would come out in.
Yeah, so mainly at the moment is in live events, in street art, in films, through music. So mainly I run a street football tournament called The Last Stand.
Sounds amazing. So tell us about that for people who don't know, haven't come across that.
So Last Stand is a street football tournament that unites communities and breaks down social barriers. The reason I started Last Stand was just to show kids that if anything that comes in your mind can become a reality. I'm not saying to them, do you know what I mean, they have to do this or that. All I'm saying is, look, anything that comes here, up here, can happen. Instead of talking, I wanted to show. And that's all I did. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, not six times. I just keep going. And even it got to a place where Mayor of London asked to get involved. And me, him, and with the Euros 2020, we were about to take over one of the most iconic places, Trafalgar Square.
Play what, five-a-side football in Trafalgar Square?
Nah, man, not five-a-side, four-a-side, bro. Street football.
Four?
Yeah, street football.
Four, so, that's kids, isn't it?
Well, we're seeing it. You come down and then, Dave, you can see.
But, is that what they call cage football for?
No.
It's, what's
it's cage street, fo- street, street football, there's no rules. So we made our own things. We adapted to our surroundings. So we don't play off the walls. There are lines, slightly heavier ball.
Heavier ball, really?
It's quick. It's 5 minutes to win or you score two goals. Winner stays on. Winners get Nando's. Losers get Chicken Cottage. So it's just that sort of
thing. Chicken Cottage, not the one in Tufnell Park.
Yeah, they have many branches. So yeah, definitely might be there.
Good incentive to win. But essentially, it was going to be a games of football in Trafalgar Square.
Yeah,
which is amazing. Has that ever been done?
Nike's done it a long time ago when they did the Joga Bonito thing. But Nike is a big enterprise and our community, and it just shows that the power of community people, good people coming together to do something for their own people. Normally people who are doing projects, especially with a lot of the movement that's happening now and a lot of these big companies and stuff, they're doing stuff but they don't understand the other side. It's not their fault, but they never made an effort to understand what people. So I think what we really need, or these companies need to do, is empower these young people, these community groups, to make change within their own groups. It's more likely to be working and accepted than someone else coming in. Have you ever tried making an overnight habit change? What does your body do? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I think it takes, isn't it, 3 months it takes to change a habit.
So, Gundy, are you working at the moment? What have you been doing?
So since we found out that lockdown happened and then the biggest thing we was going to do, Trafalgar Square, didn't happen this year. So I've been volunteering with my local Gurdwara, which is a Sikh temple, who've been delivering food to homeless people, vulnerable people, elderly people, NHS and charities and shelters. So I've been doing that. It's mad because, bro, it just started off as we were doing like a couple of houses, couple of people around the Slough Berkshire area. Now it's gone to so big that, bruv, today they just made 12,000 meals just on the day. And on a weekly basis, they're doing thousands and thousands of meals. I'm working with over 100 charities and it's all self-funded. It's just amazing. Just shows that, you know, when communities come together, the impact they can have. And it's all volunteers. And no one's paid. Everyone's doing this because they want the better for the society. I think the biggest pain for them is that, you know, like knowing when there's a child, there's families out there that don't know where the next meal is coming from. So I think just having these sort of things, just So I've been doing that. I've been helping out. It's been, I'll be honest with you, it's been like a humbling experience for me. It's opened my eyes up. I'm meeting people that I thought never meet. You know when we're in the ad industry, right? We're just so out of touch sometimes. I just feel like you forget what reality is. Well, you know, sometimes we're just in the bubble. We're so lucky. So just to be around, I've been driving from vans to different stuff. So it's amazing. It's amazing. I love it.
So have you actually been helping to cook those meals?
Yeah, so mainly I've been kind of like serving and helping, but preparing, packing, but also like putting in the boxes and like all that stuff. So yeah, I've been helping out as well. So cooking, yeah, quinoa as well. I love quinoa actually.
So can you recommend a film or something that you've watched in lockdown?
I watched this thing, it blew my mind. I just thought it was amazing. It's called The Last Dance.
God, yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
it was. I understand like obviously certain parts of it, but I just think for me as a person, just seeing how driven towards he was to achieve whatever it takes, like, and the music, the editing, the way it, because there's not much stuff about sports. You never get good films or documentaries about sports. I mean, like the last good film apart from Coach Carter, what was it, Goal 1, Goal 2, that's dead. It's not even relatable.
Coach Carter, what's that? Is that a basketball one as well?
Yeah, that's a basketball one,
Did you like Michael Jordan more at the end of it or less? Me and Parth were split on it.
I think he did what he wanted to do. And I think not many people do what they want to do because they're influenced by many things, the media, the family, the friends, the missus or the husband, wherever it is, right? I just think for a man to do what he wanted to do, just believed in what, that's amazing, no? Yeah. How many people do you get that who do what they want to do? Regardless of how good or bad it's deemed by the society.
Okay, next one. What we got next, Dave?
What have you learned about yourself in this period of isolation?
I've learned how beautiful life can be if it's lived simply. Like, you don't have to, you know, you're before you wanted so many materialistic things or you wanted to do so many things. And this has made me realize the importance of living a simple life.
Okay.
Paul, I'm trying to find a stupid question.
How are you guys being like, how are you lot been finding?
Well, me and Dave have just been talking bollocks on this for the last 3 months. So, yeah, we haven't quite found ourselves like you have yet, I don't think.
No, but you know what it is? I think because what it is, yeah, they've been doing Simran here. When he's doing Simran and he's helping people, it really, like, melts your heart. Like, it just really makes you realise, not your purpose, but it gets you to start to realise the real purpose of you as a human being, as you exist. And so I would suggest to anyone to do Simran meditation. Recently, Metro did a little article on this as well. I wrote a little article on Metro about this. So yeah, I think it's beautiful, man.
So Gandhi, have you noticed that, did you notice in the last 3 months, did you notice that the skies were clearer or the birds? Have you seen any animals?
I've noticed that 100%. I felt the birds were more coming out. The nature, the sounds, the nature was blooming, like blossoming or something, you know, it was just nice. And you know what, driving through London with no traffic, oh my God, it's beautiful.
What part of London are you in? Are you in London?
So I'm West London, Southall.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Which football team do you support for a start?
I support Arsenal.
Oh, okay. Well,
one of the best teams, one of the best teams. But I think I've decided to not count this year. No. I don't think the season counts anymore.
We've decided that as well.
Yeah. We made an exact decision.
So we're ticking down to the next game. So who,
are you a Gooner as well?
Yeah. So who would you, going off script, which name three players you'd get rid of and one player you'd sign?
I would sign a strong defensive midfielder, yeah, DM, a strong defensive midfielder and a strong centre-back.
Right.
I don't know who's that in the market, but I would love like a Kante that, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Kante.
Yeah,
or I don't even know any good centre-backs now. Like, I mean,
Who would you get rid of? Name three players you'd get rid of.
Let me, bro. I'm not going to lie.
You
know what? He's one of those players that he just turns up when he wants to. But if you get rid of him, you know what he will do? He'll go to another club, and to prove you wrong, he will be the best player ever.
For 350 grand a week, he probably should be.
Yeah. See, with Arsenal, I don't know what it is. They actually have a good squad, but what it is, it's just a philosophy. They just need one leader to change the whole gang.
So, you know what the thing is? Dave, we can't even ask him what we stock up for in the next pandemic because he's going around feeding 12,000 people every day.
Let's scrap that one then. What are we down to?
Essentially, you've been like a key worker. If you've been going around delivering food, since lockdown. I would imagine that your lockdown has been different from what everyone else's lockdown has been.
100%. I've been locked down, but we've not been locked down because we've been allowed to go help these people who need it. So I haven't noticed. And I think when you're helping people, you know, I mean, I just think it's a different, gives it a different meaning and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So if we have another pandemic, you're allowed to take one film with you out of all the films that you like, and you're allowed to keep that on DVD. It's the only film you're allowed to watch.
Oh, flipping on. Let me go through my list. 8 Mile.
8 Mile?
Yeah.
Okay. And then one album.
One album? Oh. Mos Def. You know Black Star?
Oh, Mos Def. Yeah, oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, bruv, he had this album called Black Star with him, and Talib was on there as well.
We'll take that as your answer then.
Okay. Yeah. Mos Def, yeah. Black Star.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do coming out of this? How do you think you'll be different then?
I think before my decisions were influenced by these peaks of emotions, you know? And sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low. But now everything is thought with calmness, you know, and clarity. And I needed stuff like that. So I'm so grateful in a weird situation. But I'm really grateful that this happened and it's allowed me to see better, you know, with much more clarity. And my decisions are not influenced by these ups and downs and these emotional impulses.
Let's ask you one question about marketing. Have you seen any piece of marketing that's touched you?
Bruv, you see so many things, but I guess probably it's not remarkable, innit? I can't remember.
That can be an answer.
It just shows that all the advertisers, they make shit stuff, man. I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't know who pays these advertisers. They're bloody like shit, bruv. Like, because you know what it is? They're making for their own bosses. Bruv, because the bosses and everyone just, it's like everyone's bum-licking each other. Yeah, they're like, yeah, more please.
Most that we've had.
Sometimes people need to be real. Like, okay, is this a reflection of the audience I'm trying to serve, or is this a reflection that's gonna be my boss is gonna be okay with it, and it's just gonna help me secure my job, you know? And I think there's a lot of people that are scared in our industry. It's, I don't know why they're scared for. Like, you exist, man. Like, speak up. Like, what you create the stuff that you were born to do, you know? Dave, I don't know. Like, I guess that just comes. It depends how they're brought up and stuff like that. But I think people just need to just open their eyes a bit more rather than relying on research. Just freaking go out there and like meet people in real life, man. Like, just how you making decisions. Like, of course, I understand data is a big, big part of everything I do as well. But you can't just let data determine. Like, no. You'd have a gut instinct. Where's your human thing? Why then? What's the point of you? Like, why? You might as well be a number, bro. You know, you might as well denominate just to freaking runner. Or whatever, you know, because you have no voice. You just run, grab me this, grab me that, grab me this.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Excellent answer. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
That's a great answer. That's very good. Well, you're right.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Gandhi.
Oh, excellent, Gandhi. Thanks for your time. That was great. We enjoyed that. Nice to meet you, Gandhi.
Cheers, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.